is our returning champion, Alice Conkright from Tempe, Arizona. Stand by to see Alice play for diamond earrings valued at $7,500. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Alfa Romeo valued at $30,895 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice to have you with us.
Delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. And let us welcome back a fine champion, Alice Conkright. Hello, Alice.
Thank you.
I really mean that when I say a fine champion. A two-day total, you've built up $255 in your bank account that quickly. I cannot remember when someone's gotten that much in 2 days. So it's unusual in that you've gotten so close to the next thing. Jay was saying diamond earrings worth $7,500. You're just $5 away from that. $85, that's all you are away from a speedboat worth almost $12,000. So you might have a couple of choices should you win today. Of course, the key is you got to win. Are you all set?
Yes.
All right, good luck today. And here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew.
Hi, Summer. I don't remember anybody getting that kind of total in 2 days.
Neither do I.
She's done very well.
She certainly has.
Whom did you bring us?
This challenger has a great cure for the fear of roller coasters from Long Beach, California. Give a big hand to Don Diamond.
Hi there, Don.
And this next challenger is a part-time motivational speaker from Glendale, Arizona. Let's hear it for Peter DeVries.
Hello there, Peter.
We'll see you a little late.
Yes, I hope so. They're going to have to be against her. Peter, a part-time motivational speaker. What's that about?
Well, I found that if I've run into people that are feeling down and down in the dumps, no matter how bad I feel, if I can make them feel better, it makes myself feel better.
So yeah, that works too,
sure,
right?
Does.
Perk somebody up, that's good. Well, you're doing good work there. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Don, you have a great cure for the fear of roller coasters.
Yes, I took flying lessons about 3 years ago and learned how to stall airplanes out of the sky and recover them, you know, successfully. And ever since then, I looked at roller coasters as a form of relaxation.
That's true, Tom. Good thinking. Good to have you here as well. $20 starts all three players off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion and gets to do the shopping. Let's get started with this question worth $5. The first in a series of popular movies featuring this dashing character was Dr. No. Alice.
James Bond.
James Bond, 007. That's the character we're looking for. $5 for the correct answer. Alice goes to 25. Name the great French landmark built for the Paris Alice?
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, she anticipates the Paris Exposition of 1889. The Eiffel Tower is indeed what it is. And quickly, Alice has a $10 lead. Give me the two animals which are used to symbolize upward and downward trends, Alice.
That's a bull and bear.
Yes, in the stock market, bulls and bears is what it is. If you've been with us the last couple of shows, you know this is what Alice has been doing. She does anticipate, according to the old saying. Okay.
Just checking.
According to the old saying, what kind of structure should you not burn behind? Alice!
Bridge.
That's right,
bridge.
Behind you. Yes, indeed. Bridges it is. Alice, it's the $40 mark. Bob Cousy was one of the greatest ever to play. Alice?
Baseball.
No.
Basketball.
Oh, quick buzzer cost her that time. She loses five, going down to 35. However, it is time for an instant bargain. Player with the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise, cash bonus could come up at any time. Alice, you may have lost five, but you still right now have a sizable lead this early in the game. $15 lead. Can we interest you in this?
Alice, you can row your way to fitness with this fabulous rowing machine. It's flexible enough to let you develop your own workout technique. And it produces a rowing motion that's very close to the real thing with an electronic timer from Olympia Health and Exercise Products. This rower is normally priced at $595. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Terrific. Very nice. Now, you have your children are what now?
My daughter is 23 and my son is 19.
So, okay, so now you could use it, they could use it. And if you've been with us at home for the last couple of shows, Alice has not bought an instant bargain. No matter what I do, she won't buy an instant bargain. Alice, this early, I wouldn't do a thing like this. But I'm going to. $595 rower. Cost you only $5. You would still have a $10 lead. Alice, I'll give you $500 to go with it.
Going once! Going twice!
No sense. Lady will not buy. Well, okay. Back with this. Name the well-known statuette which depicts a naked man standing... Alice?
That's the Oscar.
Naked man standing out in the rain watching a... No, standing on a reel of film. You're right, it's the Oscar. You get another five. Fisheye, zoom, wide angle to Alice.
Those are lenses.
That's exactly what they are. My goodness, she's quick. Alice goes to 45. The great fish moves silently through the night. Peter?
Jaws.
The night water, that's the first line of what Peter Benchley novel, and Peter gets it right. That's Jaws. Peter goes to 25. All right. Well, now they found out how to get in on her there. Well, get in now. You'll get a pick of the board because it's time for the fame game with a rather long question, a lot of information. Players buzz in, and you'll get a pick of the board if you answer correctly. A famous person. I am a dancer, actor, choreographer, and director. Born in Pittsburgh in Alice?
Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly is right, yes. I was going to say 1912. Gene Kelly, it is. Alice, you've got a pick of the board, nine numbers up there. You picked up a couple of nice things on the board. What are you going to pick now? What number looks good to you?
I think I'll try number one again. Number one beckons
to me. And behind number one, we have $400 on pick again.
You can put $400 in your pocket, or you can pass on that and pick another number.
I think I'll take number five.
And behind number five, we have $500 in cash.
$500 in cash. That goes right in your pocket, yours to keep. The only way Alice gets anything up there on the board, she's got dining room set, she's got cutlery, and now $1,000 in cash. So we're giving her things whether she likes it or not, friends. We'll be right back. Alice already has enough money for the diamond earrings worth $7,500, and she's just $40 away from the speed boat worth almost $12,000. Of course, she must win. Right now, she's got the lead. Alice at 45, Peter at 25, Don at 20. Back with this. This popular Italian dish consists of small casings of pasta with various fillings. Alice?
Cannoli.
No. Filled with such as chopped meat or cheese. Its name, oddly enough, comes from the Italian word meaning turnip. Ravioli. Yes, so you lose $5 for that. Down to 40. According to the title of the Beatles' hit song, when did all my troubles seem, Alice?
Yesterday.
That's when they seem so far away. She gets that $5 right back. The Latin word meaning I shall please is given, Alice?
A placebo.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. My goodness. Harmless sugar pill that doctors sometimes give to patients. Alice adds another five. In astronomy, what is it called when one heavenly body is hidden in the shadow? Alice?
Eclipse.
That's exactly what it is. And Alice goes to 55. Time now for an instant bargain. Now, we always have our instant bargains way over here by me, and I walk over there, but Alice won't buy instant bargains. If you can't bring the mountain to Mohammed, Summer, go right there and show her this instant bargain.
Alice, here's an instant bargain with a... This stunning lady's ring, a beautiful oval sapphire set with four brilliant cut diamonds. It's yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This fabulous ring is normally priced at $1,350. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only
$12. $12, Alice. It's right there in front of you. Hold the ring. Doesn't it feel good?
Can I put it on?
Sure. Oh, if you wear it, you bought it. I'm sorry. No, that's enough. It's $1,350. It would cost you $12. No, leave it on. Leave it on. Listen, I'll come over. With Alice, you got it. Really. Here, hold on to this, too. Have the ring in one hand. Have the $500 in the other. Keep that hand free to hit the buzzer. You would still have the lead. It would cost you $12. You have a $30 lead. You'd still have an $18 lead. You would have $1,850 worth of ring and cash. Going once! Going twice! No sale. No sale. Give me back the money. Oh, she's a hard woman. Back with this for all three players. In the 17th century, what European nation was ruled by a rebel leader named Alice?
Queen Victoria.
Rebel leader named Oliver Cromwell wore a big ring with $500. England was what it was. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that, Alice. The inventor of vulcanized rubber has a company. Peter?
Armstrong.
No, named after him, the trademark. No, it's a blimp. There's the Armstrong blimp. No, Goodyear. Goodyear. He invented vulcanized rubber. You lose $5. Back down to 20. In what state will you find the highest U.S. mountain peak? Alice?
Alaska.
Mount McKinley it is. Alaska's where you'd find it. That'll just set $5 back. What organization is headquartered on New York's East River between, Peter?
United Nations.
Between 42nd and 48th Street. You are right. You've got your $5 right back to 25. Yes. What independent government agency is associated with the motto, neither snow nor rain? Alice?
Post office.
Post office is exactly what it is, the Postal Service. Anything like that acceptable, and Alice goes to 60. Talking about the Postal Service, you've got to learn these things. My researchers tell me that the Postal Service uses 3,200 pounds of glue every day. Now, that's true. Why is it that my stamps never stick to the envelope? Well, I bet yours don't either, right? We'll be right back. Hangs on to that lead. She's at 60. Peter's at 25. Don at 20. Fame game once again. Trying for a pick of the board, as you know, if you know, a famous event. An event. I am an annual event, always held in the spring. I originated with the ancient Roman custom of merrymaking. Alice?
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras is right. Yes, that's exactly what it is. After a fast, I was going to say, Alice, you've got a pick of the board again.
I'll take number 7.
And behind number 7, we have Parquet Flooring. Hartco Solid Oak Parquet Flooring. A beautiful oak floor designed to install yourself with a cushion foam backing for your added comfort. Furnished by Hartco Parquet.
That's lovely flooring. Almost $400 worth. And another nice prize. And, of course, that is yours to keep. Let's get back with all three of you in this. On March 31st, 1968, he made the dramatic announcement he would not run for another Alice.
Lyndon Baines Johnson.
That's right, another term as president of the U.S. Johnson it is. Alice hits the $65 mark. From the Latin meaning sleepless, this disorder, Don?
Insomnia.
That's what it is, insomnia. Don goes to 25. The Don Diamond fan cone blister from. Name the 1978 British film which told the harrowing story of Billy Hayes' escape from a Turkish prison. Alice.
Midnight Express.
That's what it is, Midnight Express. Alice goes to 70. Time for an instant bargain. Alice, you have $70. Don and Peter have $25. You've been involved in 9 instant bargains. She's bought none of them. Alice, feel like this.
Alice, you can fill your halls with the sound of music with this fabulous electronic organ, a 2-keyboard spinet organ featuring 4 levels of pitch and authentic percussion voices, many easy play features in a handsome vinyl pecan finish from Reed's Music Store. This sensational organ is normally priced at $1,995. Today on sale of this entry, it's yours for only $16.
Just $5 short of $2,000. For $16. If you bought it, you'd still have a $29 lead, Alice. Do you play the organ?
No, but my son, the rock singer, would love that.
Your son would
my
like
son,
it.
My son, yes. He's singing Alice. In a band at Stanford.
Alice. $29 lead. He would still have. Alice, the organ is $19.95. If you would give it to your kid, I'll give you one. I'll give you two. I'll give 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, $800 in cash. I'll give you all of that if you hit that buzzer for $16. Going once. Going twice.
Oh, I can't do it.
Again, doesn't want to buy and hangs on to the lead. She's got her way of playing the game, and it has worked so far for her. She's at 70. Don and Peter both at 25. We're back with this. Name the great prophet and founder of the Muslim religion. Alice.
Mohammed.
Mohammed, exactly right. And Alice goes to 75. Which of the 50 states is located nearest the equator? Alice.
Hawaii.
Hawaii it is. Alice hits the $80 mark within $5 of that luxury speedboat worth almost $12,000. Which Gilbert and Sullivan operetta shares its title with a Japanese emperor? Peter.
Mikado.
Mikado it is. Peter was second place all by himself at 30. Well, gentlemen, if you're going to catch her, you might need that big $25 money card that's up here on the board. We're looking for a famous place. I am a South American country that was explored by Christopher Columbus on his third trip to the New World in 1498. I lie on the north coast alongside Alice.
Venezuela.
With very little information, she is right. It is Venezuela. North coast of the Caribbean Sea, I was going to say. Alice, again, a pick of the board.
I'll take number three again. Number three.
And behind number three, we have $10.
Peter and Don were thrilled about that, but where were the other big money cards?
Behind the number six and the number two.
And she finds a $10 money card. We add that to her score. Alice goes to 90. And now we finish up the game with a speed round. And remember, every dollar that Alice accumulates is very important because the prize that you get is determined by not only winning, but by the amount of money that you have. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Alice at 90, Peter at 30, Don at 25. The speed round starts. Now, in which state would you be if you were driving from Mount Rainier to the city of... Alice?
You would be in Washington.
Right. In what professional sport was U.S. Senator Bill Bradley once... Peter?
Basketball.
Right. In Raiders of the Lost Ark, what character did Harrison Ford play? Alice?
Indiana Jones.
Right. In the Bible, the Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luke, Alice?
And John.
Right. In what U.S. state would you find the Grand Canyon? Alice?
Arizona.
Right. What country's army was led to victory by Joan of Arc? Alice?
France's.
Right. Name the classic horror story written by 21-year-old Mary Peter.
Frankenstein.
Right. What kind of sportsman is called an angler? Alice.
Fisherman.
Right. Name the state once known as Seward's Folly. Alice.
Alaska.
Right. Which of Spain's neighbors occupies the western side? Alice.
Portugal.
Right. Name the man who compiled the first great American dictionary. Alice.
Webster.
Right. What European country calls its constitutional capital Amsterdam? Alice.
That's the Netherlands.
Right. Name the ancient leader whose final words were et tu, Brute? Alice.
That was Julius Caesar.
Right. In what southwestern state was the time is up and a big win for Alice Cartwright. Well, back to this prize champion in a moment. Didn't get a chance to finish her name, but it was interesting. Mary Shelley was 21 years old when she wrote Frankenstein. Got to say goodbye to Peter and Don. And gentlemen, there's no prizes up there because she just got control. And she was just so quick with that buzzer. We thank you. You've got the cash in front of us. In front of you. Thank you both for joining us, Peter and Don. But it is Alice Cartwright once again going shopping. Come on, Alice. A big win. Another $145. My congratulations again, and an incredible three-show total now of $400. You've got a couple of choices. Very easily, you can buy this.
Lend an ear, luxury, and these beautiful earrings. The elegance of 18-karat gold, inset with sparkling diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. These elegant earrings, normally priced at $7,500. Yours on sale of the century for only
$260. $260 is all they would cost. You have $400, so you could take those rings and leave us. And as I thought might be the case with a big win, you have enough money that instead of those, if you want it, you've got enough money, just say yes, and you can have this instead.
Become the captain of your own ship with this beautiful speedboat. A sleek family runabout that's great for skiing or for relaxing cruises on the water. With lay-down seats for optimum sunning. Furnished by Ken's Boat Center. And this speedboat normally priced at $11,820. Yours on sale of the century for only
$340. $340 buys the boat, you have $400. So again, you can take the boat instead of the earrings. But again, Alice, the way you have jumped up, an incredible total, $400 in just three shows. You are only $45 away with, of course, another win, but just $45 away from a wonderful trip on the Orient Express.
It's no mystery that you'll enjoy this ride on the Orient Express. We'll fly you and a companion from Los Angeles to Paris for 10 luxurious days aboard one of the world's most famous trains. You'll dine superbly and participate in cultural events in the cities and towns along your route to Constantinople. Compliments of Sail of the Century. This exciting adventure, normally priced at $13,380. Yours on Sail of the Century for only
$445. $445 for that trip. You've got $400, so you can have that easily with another win. Matter of fact, with another good win, and two out of the 3 days you've been with us, you've had enough money. $130 is how far you are away from that luxury sports car. You need $530 for that. Get the $750, and we'll give you all of the prizes, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $74,000.
That cash jackpot is really growing. So, Alice, think about it now for a moment. You could take the earrings and leave, or you could take the boat and leave, or you could put your money in the bank with the trip on the Orient Express next up the line. Think about it. We'll get your decision right after this. All right, Alice, you've got $400. So you could take the diamond earrings and leave us. Or instead, with that $400, you've got enough money you can take the speedboat and leave us. Or put your money in the bank, and the next thing up the line is the Orient Express trip with just $45 more. What's it going to be?
Well, I've never been to the Orient. I think I'll try for that.
She's going to come back, so we'll put her money in the bank. We'll have another $1,000. That cash jackpot's up to $75,000. Can Alice continue her winning ways? We'll find out next time with those two new challenges on Sail of the Century. Bye for now.
Prices or manufacturers suggested retail value.